Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 104. This episode is brought to you by... As entrepreneurs, we all face the battle of finding funds to grow our business and also to pay for daily expenses. That is where Capital One comes in. Capital One will provide you with a business credit card where you can use it to keep all your business expenses in one place and also to build your business credit. Apply today. The link is in the bio. Do you want to build a mailing list? What about create a course? What about build a membership? However, you don't want to pay thousands of dollars to do that. You want to do it at a reasonable price. Well, Podia can help. Podia allows you to do all of these things and more for a fraction of what the competitor is asking. Sign up for Podia today and let's get your course created. Let's get your mailing list built and let's get your membership going right now. Hey, 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 welcome to the show. I am so excited that you are here with me to learn and grow together. I am your host, Dr. Gigi Jasmine. So today's topic is embracing courage to create a life you love. We all want to create a life that we love, but we are afraid to do the hard things. We are afraid to confront resistance. We are afraid to really take the steps necessary to make it happen. So what is courage? Courage is often defined as the ability to confront fear, danger, uncertainty, or intimidation, despite the feeling of being afraid. It is about taking action, making decisions, and standing up for what you believe in, even when it's challenging or uncomfortable. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the decision to move forward in spite of it. That is very important because that is the key, making that decision to move forward despite of our fear. Because living a life that brings us joy and fulfillment requires that. It requires bravery. It requires courage. It requires you to take bold steps and embrace uncertainty when things don't seem so nice, right? So courage is very important in creating that life that we love. And one of the first thing that we want to do is really ask ourselves the question, why are we afraid? Why are we afraid of doing certain things? What is it that's holding us back from creating a life that we know we would enjoy, a life we know that will bring us fulfillment? What is it about this thing that makes us fearful? And we know that courage is important because if we don't step into it, our life is going to continue to be the same over and over again. We're going to keep people comfortable. We're not going to get into confrontations. People are going to like us very much. But the thing is, we are not going to make progress with our lives. Okay, so courage is really important for your everyday life. So many of us are numb. We are living a life that we don't care about, a life that doesn't bring us happiness, fulfillment, that doesn't challenge us. Because that doesn't mean, I mean, don't think that having courage is just to do the fun things. A lot of the things that you want to do to impact people's lives, they are hard. They will take you out of your comfort zone. So it's not just the fun and glory type of stuff, but it's really the hard things that will really change your life and other people's life. Okay, for example, standing up for what you believe, standing up for what is right, expressing your feelings, even though you know that people may not agree with you, stepping out of that comfort zone and doing something that you know you suck at. You know that people might be saying things. But a lot of time, we are afraid of what people might say, so we just stay put and don't do anything, don't push ourselves, don't challenge ourselves. As a matter of fact, there's a survey that was done at Chapman University. It says that the top fears of Americans include public speaking, fear of heights, and fear of failure. Isn't it amazing that fear of failure is there? I mean, from the moment we are born, we have to fail to succeed because we have to learn everything life requires, mostly through trial and error. Your parents can help and assist you, but ultimately you have to be the one standing up and falling. You have to be the one making a mess while you're feeding yourself. You have to be the one, you know, getting burned, okay? You know, when you put your hand on top of the fire, getting burned for you to realize that, you know what, that's not fun. That's not a good thing for me. You have to be the one to learn all of the norms in society in order for you to survive. So why is it that we are afraid of failure when almost everything we have to do, everything we have to do requires that we fail first? That's how you get better. But that is one of the number one fears that we have in this life. The thing is, to create that life that you love, you got to embrace that fear of failure. You really do. Because you will get resistance every time you try to do something different. Every time you try to do something new. Because people are accustomed of seeing you at this light. And then once you change light, once you change your tone, once you change your perspective, your mindset, your way of behaving, they're going to say, who do you think you are? And then for some of us, that's enough for us to shrink back and stop doing what is necessary for us to grow and create that life that we can be proud of. Okay? But, I mean, we know that we have to practice courage every day, and we have practiced courage every day. You may not be giving yourself the credit for it, but you have been practicing courage every day. Because if you didn't practice courage every day, you wouldn't be here right now. You had to learn things by making mistakes so that you can be here right now. Okay, so there are several ways that courage impacts our lives. Number one, it impacts how we grow as a person. Okay, courage pushes us out of our comfort zones, fostering growth and development. When we act courageously, we confront our fears and open ourselves to new experiences, learning, and self-improvement. If you are a know-it-all and you don't think you can learn anything from anybody, okay, most likely you don't know anything at all. All right? But if you're constantly pushing yourself out of your comfort zones, learning from others, you will definitely become better each and every day. Courage impacts our decision making. Life is filled with decisions, big and small. It takes courage to make tough choices, especially when these decisions involve significant change or risk. And yes, it could be, I mean, making a video on social media could be significant change or risk for a lot of people. Okay? So every day we are faced with these kinds of decisions. But if you are courageous, if you know that, hey, I have to learn this by trial and error, I have to do this by putting myself on the line. And since I know there are so many before me who have done this and survived, so I can survive too. Courage also impacts how you face challenges in life. Life's inevitable challenges and setbacks require courage. Facing difficulties head on rather than avoiding them helps us to develop resilience and perseverance. The thing is, once you put yourself on the line, you will create that memory that it is possible for you to succeed because you have succeeded. And every experience of failure that you have, you take with you a whole new set of knowledge, a whole new set of learning and lessons that you will apply to the next situation. So facing those challenges are great. You know, you may not, you know, succeed at everything, at every turn, but guess what? You will learn as you go and you will get better. Courage also impacts our ethical stance. Courage enables us to stand up for what's right, even when it's unpopular or comes with repercussions. Okay, you know, if you see someone treating another person badly or calling them names, you know, most likely you will step and say, stop it. Step up and say, stop it. That's not how you treat a fellow human. And some people do that at the risk of their own safety, because they truly believe that this should not be happening in their presence. This is seen in acts like defending someone who's being treated unjustly or speaking out against wrongdoing. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And because you have courage, and that's why bullying, you know, we talk a lot about bullying at school and how it's a problem, and it's also a problem on social media, but there's no bullying without an audience. Okay. A lot of times that bullies because they get some kind of attention. And people are standing by watching. Once they open their mouth, start speaking about it and doing something about it, it takes that power away from the bully. And the same thing I go even in your own life, because I feel like everything negative, they grow in darkness. They grow in silence. The minute you start talking about it, it sheds light on it. And then you now have a new perspective on how to approach it differently or take the next step. Courage also affects your mental health. Courage is crucial for mental health. It takes courage to seek help, open and be open about your struggle and embark on that path of healing. Because that the very acknowledgement that you need help is an act of courage. Because then that opens new opportunities for your healing. Because now people know and can do something about it. Courage also affects your relationship. It plays a significant role in our relationships. It enables us to express our feelings honestly, have difficult conversations, and sometimes to walk away from toxic relationships. And I know all of these aspects of things that we talk about that courage impacts is very important in creating that life you love. Because there are some of you who are in toxic relationships. There are some of you who are experiencing, a lot of us who are experiencing mental health issues. There are so many of us who are facing challenging situations right now, maybe even ethical situations. Some of you have a hard time making decisions, so you keep going in circle in your life, not really improving. Some of you are not really taking the step to really grow yourself, to really grow from your weaknesses and start creating a person that you're like, wow, I'm proud of this person I'm becoming because I'm learning from my mistakes. I am taking steps to push myself out of my comfort zone and do uncomfortable things. And it's like, we have to do these things in order for us to really start excavating that life that we love that is hidden under the surface, under all of the negative experiences, all of the traumas, all of these bad things people have said along the way, the bad habits, okay? All of these things that forces us to live small and really dim our light. So I hope that from this moment forward, you can embrace courage to create that life you really love. Because you alone know what that is. And perhaps right now, you may not even sure what it is. But unless you start experimenting, exploring, searching, learning about yourself, trying things out, you may never find out. Unfortunately, so many women are sitting at home numb because they have buried their talents, their gifts, their curiosity, and now they don't even know where to begin. Well, this is a start. This is a new start for you. For you to start asking yourself the hard questions and for you to start taking the right steps so that you can start living again instead of just existing. I hope you find this episode helpful. If you did, please share it with a friend and also share the podcast link with a friend and go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review, 5-star review, follow, subscribe, and also leave us a 5-star rating so that other people can find the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Until then, I want you to know that you are brave and you are unstoppable and you can do anything you put your mind to. Until next time.